If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Yeah, just, you know, tough way to lose a ball game, you know. So we had a lead, and we got to play tougher with the lead. We fouled in a situation that we didn't want to foul in. And then, you know, the end, Maxie makes a big shot. So, you know, we got to do better.
Alex, Deuce got to play over DiVincenzo, in my opinion. He's been a ghost. Look, you don't bury a guy who's been there for you all year. I think their minutes are about equal. DiVincenzo tonight played 26 minutes. McBride played 33 minutes. Like, to me, like, McBride was 2-7 from three. DiVincenzo was 1-7 from three. Yeah. Like, they're not changing the starting lineup. If Deuce has it going, you leave him in, which they did tonight. Travis Edwards going on. Travis feels like the series is lost. Prisoner of the moment. No, I mean, I'm trying to battle that feeling right now because I certainly sitting here right now, I feel like it feels like they lost the series. You know, it feels like they lost the series. They didn't lose the series. Again, we've praised their resolve all year. It's real. I don't think we were all talking out of our asses. I don't think we were all imagining something that we wanted to be, that we wanted to have happen, and are like trying to manifest something that doesn't deserve to be manifested. Like, that resolve is real. Like, but I'm not. I'm not them. I know how I feel. But they I don't know how they're going to come out and play in game six if it comes to a game seven. You know, but you got to get it done. Mitchell Robinson was asked about Tyrese Maxey's 4-point play. I have to take it like a man. I fucked up. Steven Tro, what's going on, Steven? 4 a.m. here in Milan. Devastating loss. Can't sleep. Yeah, good luck everybody sleeping tonight. Thanks, Steven. Bill Peter, friend. What's going on, Bill? That was just depressing. I've been through... the Smith again, and Reggie's 8 and 16, and this is as bad. I came to my fandom in 93, 94, so I wasn't and experience the Charles Smith game. I know how bad it was. 8 points in 8.9 seconds. It's like, this feels the same way. I never forget how I felt that day. Never in my life. Because this feels exactly the same. Dante has been a massive disappointment outside of game two. I mean, he hit the biggest shot of the series. Outside of that, has he been a disappointment? Absolutely. I would say he's the one guy in the series that you could look at and be like, he has not held up his end of the bargain. I think that's very fair. Thanks, Hush. Anthony Sixto, elimination game, hardest game to win, still confident we close. Every time this team gets crushed, they bounce back and make you wish we never doubted. Yeah, they do. I mean, I spoke about this a minute ago. I can't even, I'm having trouble continuing to talk about this game. You know, so that they are going to put this behind them in less than 48 hours and just like go out there and give it the same effort that they've been giving it the whole series. I mean, I hope they could do it. I hope they could do it. Freaking halftime of the Pacers Bucks game just came on and they started showing Knicks highlights from the game. I had to turn it off. Thanks, Anthony. Max, Cyril, what's going on, Max? At least we have two home games left. Yeah. See, but that's the thing, man. Like, the Knicks fans showed out game three and game four. Game four, really, especially. I know how I'm feeling right now. I mean, God bless any Knicks fan who's going to head down to Philly and really cheer their asses off in game six. If you have it in you, you're a better man or woman than me. Not that, I mean, I wasn't going to do that anyway because I do this, but thanks, Max. Dom with another one. Thank you again, Dom. What kills me the most is 9/10 of the season we finish this off. Up 6, 25 seconds left. If this was a habit, I could laugh, but instead I'm inconsolable. This isn't a 9 out of 10 times. This is 99 out of 100. This team, I mean, 98 out of 100, 99 out of 100. This team doesn't lose these games. This team does not lose these games. They don't do it. This game was over. It was over. Thank you, Dom. Jessica, what's going on, Jess? How are you? This is why we never celebrate too early. Yeah. Respect the opposition, Max. He was sensational. He was. This is why we miss Jules. Let's hope they learn and get the W. Yeah, I mean, having a second shot creator is like, would have been nice. Would have been nice. They could use Julius. They could have used Julius in game three. I mean, they could have used Julius this whole series. Could use him tonight. Keanu Ruiz. What's going on, Keanu? All good. Game six and seven at home. Jokes aside, I'm scared. Yeah, me too. This is one like, I don't even want to think about losing the series because these are the, you know, somebody else, you know, brought up like, oh, if they lose the series, Tibbs has got to go. Like, is it an overreaction? Yeah, of course it's overreaction. At the same time, if they ever lost the series, that is the sort of thing that I think shakes your organization to their core, to its core. You know, it really, it shakes you in a way where, like, to be able to be like, have a steely, again, talk about resolve, to have a steely resolve and continue to make sound decisions, not overreact, not do anything rash, like, trust what you built and, you know, remember, like, you've been devastated by injuries this season and the whole thing. Like, all that shit would be tested so much. It would all be tested so much if they ever didn't figure out a way to win one of these next two games. Ben Kim Garvey, what's going on, Ben? Win or learn. We learned. We'll be fine. Like, Godspeed to you, man, that you're able to have that kind of attitude right now. I wish I had that in me. I do not. Yeah. Jordan Miller, what's going on, Jordan? I'm a big Tig supporter, but I don't get how he's not telling his guys to foul there. We've talked about this a few times. Also, I think he's got to open the rotation to 8 at some point, right? Who? Who, you want Alec Burks to play? You wanted Alec Burks to play in this game? You want Shake Milton to play in this game? Like, no. I told everybody before the game, anybody who was willing to listen to me, like, they were going with 7. And I think they're going to go with 7. And I think they're going to keep going. The only question to me, I guess, is like, and maybe it's a little bit matchup dependent. I could see Precious maybe getting some time at the 4. Probably with Hart not in the game, but like, Hart doesn't seem to want to sit. So, yeah. I don't know. Thanks, Jordan. Mark Fabro, what's going on, Mark? Philly needed miracle after miracle to win. We won't be shooting 28% from 3 for 2 straight games. Embiid is not getting any healthier at the Knicks in 6. I mean, look, 28% isn't like 15% or 21%. Like, 28% is like, I know they had good looks and they should have made more of their good looks. I don't know. What did Philly shoot from 3? I don't think they shot very well. I have it up right here. Philly from 3, they were all right. They were 38.5%. Man. Here's a key thing. This is a big thing that'll get lost in the shuffle. Knicks only had 6 offensive rebounds tonight. By far, I don't think they've had... I could look it up. I doubt they've had... 6 offensive rebounds in a game like this year. That's extraordinarily low for them. Here, I'll check it right now. Yeah, the Knicks low for offensive rebounds in a game this year. They had 4 one time, 5 one time, 6 3 times. So this is a... And then so here are their offensive rebounding totals before this game. 23, 12, 11, and 15. And tonight they had 6. I thought that was a significant factor throughout the game. I will say that. Thanks, Mark. Jaso focused. Why? I don't know. Alex with another one. Game 6 on Thursday feels like a must win now. Ugh. I mean, is it a must win? Like, you know what was a must win? Tonight was a must win. You're up 6, 30 seconds left. That's a must win. Thanks, Alex. Alfie Greco, what's going on, Alfie? If anyone can overcome a horrific self-inflicted loss and still close out a series, it is this team. Tough loss, but they need to have a short memory. Yeah. I agree with all of that. I agree with those sentiments. It's been sentiments that have been echoed. Andrew echoed them at the top of the show. You're echoing them now. I completely agree. If there's anyone who could do it, it's them. Asking them to actually do that
after this loss,
it's a lot to ask. Thank you, Alfie. Mike C, what's going on, Mike? Thank you for the generous contribution. Most heart-wrenching game I've ever been to. Oh my God, you were there.
Lord.
I can't even imagine that. As much as I want to blame someone for it, it's hard to put it on any one guy, given we just collectively couldn't finish. Thank you guys for being here for us. All I wanted to say. Well, thank you for that, man. I appreciate that. That's kind of my sentiment. Like, I know I'm not one to blame the coach, but like to sit here and blame the coach or blame Mitch or blame Hart or blame Brunson or blame. You win as a team, you lose as a team. That's it. You win as a team, you lose as a team. Collectively, they needed to do a better job. They did not get the job done. Did not get the job done. Feel bad you experienced that in person. What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup. Dom, with another one. Thank you again for the generosity, Dom. I appreciate you. I got to wake up tomorrow. I have to wake up tomorrow and dust myself off for game 6. So do they, and I believe they will. It just nags me that the Sixers team isn't the one to F around and find out. Even still, you got to keep the faith. Good night. Good night to you, Dom. I don't know. At this point, like, what is the Sixers team? Like, you know what they are? They're a team that has a guard who is emerging as a prime time. Like, we've talked about Jalen Brunson's rise to prominence, right? We've talked, obviously, it's been the theme of the season. It's been the theme of the season. Like, as much as the Knicks overcoming adversity has been a theme of the season, it has been their point guard blowing away expectation after expectation after expectation. Tyrese Maxey has done, I mean, the guy was the most improved player this year, so obviously it's not saying much to say he has done as much to improve his stock as any player in the league. I would say thus far in this postseason, he is up there with Anthony Edwards in terms of announcing himself in a very prominent way to the rest of the league as like, yeah, you know, whatever is going on with Embiid, with his health, with his, whether, you know, his contract or whether he wants, you know, he's going to extend or not, or S out or not. Like, Tyrese Maxey's a foundational building block. Like, I mean, that's understating it. He's one of those dudes. Like, Jalen Brunson's one of those dudes. Tyrese Maxey's one of those dudes. Like, that to me is what this series has established for anybody who maybe doubted that. Obviously, the guy's still super young. So what do I know about the Sixers? I know they have that guy. I know he's going to come to play any games they have left. I know Joel Embiid is still insanely talented. And for as horrible as he played tonight, and he was bad, the talent also shone through. And, you know, I know the Sixers have like four or five other guys that they can put on the floor and feel like, all right, they could make a play or two. Those guys have not come through as much as the Knicks guys, not nearly as much as the Knicks guys throughout this series, but like come through a little bit. And again, the, like, you know, Does anyone think the Sixers are going to show up in a significant way on in game six?
I don't think so.
Brian Les, what's going on, Brian? Call me naive, call me a homer, but I've seen far too much from this team not to expect them to come out on Thursday with laser precision and fury. Again, I'm probably not the one to ask. I am someone who's generally is extremely nervous when it comes to different things. Like, I'm not going to say, like, if there's a reason to doubt my team, I'll doubt my team. That's not it. It's like, I always am thinking of the things that could go wrong instead of thinking of the things that could go right. That's me. That's my personality as a sports fan. Which is funny because I say that out loud and I realize it's not my personality in life at all, but it is my personality as a sports fan. Like, I think if something could go wrong, and yeah, is it particular to the Knicks? Because I've been a Knicks fan for a long time and I've seen a lot of shit go wrong. Absolutely. Case in point tonight. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I don't think you're being naive. I don't think you're being naive. I hope you're right. Hope you're right. Thank you, Brian. Sam Garcia with another one. Super confident they'll bounce back and win game six. I your lips to God's ears, man. Your lips to God's ears. Thank you. Jessica with another one. Tibbs was great. Got compliments about his adjusting during playback. Players had to execute and make free throws. Free throws win the game and avoid OT. I thought Tibbs coached a great game up until the very end. And if you want to put it on him that they didn't foul, that's fine. Again, I think it was debatable whether they should have fouled or not. As far as like, didn't construct a better offense for the overtime period. I think there were other reasons why they lost in overtime, but should never gotten to that. Thanks, Jess. AG Blatt or Ag Blatt. I'm not sure what that is. For the first time this series, the Sixers not named Embiid and Maxey play better than the Knicks not named Jalen Brunson. Yeah, I mean, let's look at how the Sixers not named Embiid and Maxey did. So Tobias Harris, 19 points, 8 rebounds on 7-11 shooting. He had some frustrating moments that I'm sure frustrated Sixers fans, but like 19 points on 11 shots, obviously he didn't have to create a ton of those, but like there were a couple he had to create and he did it. Like, he did it. So kudos to him. Lowry did nothing. Oubre chipped in with 14 points, did make a three, but like he was solid. His defense was wonderful. His defense was wonderful. Speaking of wonderful defense, I thought Batum's defense was wonderful. Both of those guys did a wonderful job guarding Jalen Brunson. And Batum finished with 8-8. How about 8 big rebounds from Nick Batum? That's significant. And campaign, how, you know, 2 big threes. Again, campaign coming in, knocking down a couple threes. That's big. So, and then you turn to the Knicks guys. I thought Anunoby was really good. I thought Anunoby's defense in particular was pretty excellent. And 2 steals, a block. Also had 4 turnovers, you know? So, it's not great. Jalen Brunson, 4 turnovers. Hardenstein, 2 turnovers. Josh Hart, 2 turnovers. Didn't love the game Hardenstein played. Didn't think he was that great. DiVincenzo obviously did not come through. I mean, Hart, I don't even know how we talk about Hart's game after what happened at the end there. I mean, he was 18-9, he was 7-17, 1-6 from 3. The 1-3 was big, but McBride was good. I give the edge to the Sixers. It's close though. Thank you, AG Blatt. Dawn Marie, what's going on, Dawn Marie? How are you? This had to be the game. We weren't the sharper team. Brunson will redeem himself and the team will follow. We need this test now rather than later. Man, I mean, I guess, you know, you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball, right? To talk about a quote from a movie from one of our buddies, Ben Stiller. Yeah, I mean, you survive this and you come out the other side. Sure, you could survive anything. I appreciate the positivity coming from a lot of fans, man. You guys are awesome. Truly. I wish I had some of that. I wish I had some of that. I just, thank you, Dawn. Capo with another one. 12-hour shift after this, PS. Why? Sorry about that, man. I'm sorry. Good luck. Godspeed. Thank you for the contribution. Thank you, Capo. Jonathan Harpulo. What's going on, Jonathan? Thank you for the generous contribution. KFS crew. I discovered you guys a bunch of years ago looking for smart Knicks talk that wasn't WFAN garbage. You guys are a beacon of light. Thank you. I'll be back at MSG. Drunk off my ass on Saturday. Well, I hope you don't get to... I guess, is there going to be a game anyway on Saturday? At this point, I guess it depends. I guess I don't want to get ahead of myself. I guess the only way that there wouldn't be a game on Saturday is if the Knicks won on Thursday and then the Bucks-Pacers series went 7. I think that's the only way that there isn't going to be a game at MSG on Saturday. Which, you know, Bucks are up 12 right now in Indiana. So we'll see what happens there. But either way, Godspeed to you. Thank you for the kind words. I've told this story before. I'll say it again. I wanted to start a Knicks podcast because I didn't feel that there was anything out there for fans like me, you know, and apparently like you. I mean, I don't know. I wanted just a different caliber of talk about this team and analysis and all that. And I'm just like super proud of the fact and appreciative of the fact that there are other people out there who want to engage in the same level of conversation as I try to. I don't always succeed. Probably fail more than I'd like. And most especially, I'm just really thankful for the fact that there are people out there who have the same taste in how we talk about this team that I do. So I'm glad you have followed us, and Godspeed. Fraze Vader, what's going on, Fraze? Thank you for the generous contribution, man. I appreciate it. Mitch had a good defensive game. Yes, like thought it was outstanding, actually. Lots of stones being thrown his way. You can't foul Maxey at the end like that, up 6. Yes. Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely. I mean, that's the sin, and I think that's what Mitch was asked about after the game. I think that's the one. You can't foul him there. But I thought he had an excellent game. If you don't foul the ball handler on that last play, then call timeout at the end. Sure. They could have called timeout at the end. You know, shot that guy wasn't a great shot. Say that. Knicks in 6. Hope so. Jesse M. Concerned about the slow starts of the first and third quarters. Sound like Tibbs. Yeah, I'm concerned about everything right now. The first quarter tonight, how they came out of the gate there was one of the stranger things I could remember seeing. I don't have any explanation for it. I think there's better explanation. I think there's better explanations for other slow starts that they've had. I think that's been more like stuff the Sixers have been doing. I thought tonight they came out and like it was almost like there was like a malaise, not a malaise, but like there was kind of like maybe a lack of crispness. I don't know what it was, but I didn't think the way they came out tonight. I know they've gotten down in the first quarters in all these games. I thought tonight felt different to me. Maybe it didn't feel different to anybody else, but I thought tonight felt different to me. I don't have an explanation for it. Freeway Hustle 21, what's going on? Sixers fans feel for one game how Knicks fans have felt for our team all season. Let's tip our cap and not lose faith again. Let's tip our cap and not lose faith now. Again, no whistles involved. I mean, Sixers fans should be riding high. Call a spade a spade. If I was sitting here right now doing Sixers film school, I would be like, they're winning this fucking series. We are going to take care of business. They can't stop Maxey. If Maxey plays like this, like, you know, and Joel just gives us anything, we're going to be fine. We've been the better team all series. We should be up 3-2, not down 3-2 because of game two. Like, you could talk yourself into all kinds of shit if you try hard enough. Trust me, I know. I do it a lot. But yeah, kudos to them. Thanks, Freeway Hustler. G.O., what's going on, G.O.? I trust our guys, whether in six games or seven, to win this series. They are a resilient bunch. Let's not lose sight of that no matter what, or no matter how much tonight sucked. Yeah. Tip our cap and look forward. We got this. I mean, I'm just like, I keep going back to the stat that I put in the newsletter today or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. One of the days. That, so 95%, 95.4 point something percent of teams that have been up 3-1 win the series. And of the 13 teams that didn't succeed in holding up a 3-1 lead, only are the 13 that came back, only two of them did it winning two games on the road. And it was the world champion 1995 Houston Rockets, and then it was the world champion 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers. And so, like, you would like to sit here and be pretty confident, right? That, like, well, it's not something that's only happened twice before in NBA history. It's not going to happen again. But then again, how often does something like this happen? You know? AB, what's going on, AB? Not an excuse for the loss, but no idea how that's not a take foul on OG. He had an easy dunk. What is the even point? Even the point of the rule? I know the play you're talking about. I had a similar thought. I don't know. I wish I had a better answer for you. I agree with you. It's a good thing to point out. Like, whatever. There were different things. There were different things. Thanks, AB.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
A ton of super chats have been read, so it's kind of moot at this point because what's been said is said. I need to exonerate Tom Thibodeau.
What is that?
I'm just checked out the Sixers broadcast, which caught a very, very clear foul from Tibbs. He's yelling at Deuce to foul.
He's yelling at Deuce to foul.
Which makes this even more like gut-wrenching because another hero from tonight's game.
Is there a clip of that?
I'll pull it and I'll get it up for everybody, but he is very clearly, he's halfway onto, well, not halfway onto the court, because obviously he wouldn't be, but he's three steps onto the court, clapping at Deuce, foul, foul, and then the pick gets set and Maxi rises. That I don't know if that makes anybody feel better, but it's honestly makes me feel worse because it's back to execution.
I don't feel anything right now, so I really can't answer that.
Same.
Just do me a favor and because I'm gonna want to at least be able to reference that.
I'll DM you the clip and I'll email it to you so you have it for the newsletter.
Yeah, tweet.
Yeah, it's from Daniel Olinger from Rice Turkey Sanchez. He was putting out just a maxi shot because of like, oh, look what Maxi did. And I'm staring at Tibbs three steps onto the court.
Yeah, just DM me the tweet.
I'll try and pull the clip for everybody to listen to.
OG team. Hey, how you doing? Must be nice to have a co-star to lean on. We blew that game, so that's what this feels. That's what that feels like. Yeah, I don't know how old you are. I don't know if you were around for '95, but again, it's the only reference point that I have. Maxi was awesome. Maxi's been. It's close between Maxi and Brunson. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, problem is bad. Brunson was so bad in those first two games, or shot so bad in the first two games, and Maxi hasn't really had a bad game. And now he has one legendary game. And he's had some other really good games. It's close. It's tight. Which of those has been, you know, and then you figure, you know, and then like you got a 50 spot from Embiid and some other nice performances from Embiid too. It's like, and yet the series should be over. Thank you, OG team. Dom, I thought you said you were done. I'm not putting it all on him, but they really need much more from Dante to close this out, especially with no Bogey coming off the bench anytime soon. I know he knows this as well. Yeah, I mean, look, Dante's been great all year. He was so instrumental to everything they did. He's been vital. He has not played well enough. He made, again, they're down 3-2 right now. In theory, like, again, you figure things go differently, whatever, but like, whatever. They're not in the position that they're certainly not in the position they were in with 30 seconds left this game if it wasn't for DiVincenzo. Let's hope he's better. Let's hope he's better. Kyle Crawford, what's going on, Kyle? As soon as Clyde preemptively started talking about celebrating the win, I knew we were going to blow it. Took a page out of the Sixers commentator book. I didn't even hear it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even hear it. If he did that, I mean, that's not great, but it's Clyde. Thank you, Kyle. Phrase Vader. What's going on, Phrase Vader? Just when I thought I was over my Knicks fan, PTSD. Well, at least we've been here before. We're still up. Damn, I miss Julius. Knicks in six. Have we been here before? I don't ever remember being here where I am right now. I don't ever remember being here. Like, I don't know. But yeah, this is not great. Thank you, Phrase Vader. Macau, what's going on, Macau? How will this team make it through the rest of these playoffs with a 7-man rotation? That's a great question. I mean, I think they could do it. You know, Josh Hart doesn't seem to get tired, so you could kind of pencil him in for 45, 46 minutes a night. And then it's just about everybody else. And you know, OG, you figure OG is the one guy who might be a little rested because he had some time this season. It's really just about keeping Brunson fresh. That's the thing. And that's where the loss of Bogey hurts. Because Bogey, you could put him out there, and I'm not saying that even when Brunson's playing, even if Brunson's on the court, if Bogdanovich is out there, he's another guy that you could just put the ball in his hands and at least give Brunson a break in terms of how much creation he has to do or how much he has to put on himself for those possessions when Bogey's out there, you know? And now you don't have that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The short answer is they're probably not destined to go the distance this year. But like, again, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? Thanks, Mikal. Ryan, what's going on, Ryan? How you doing, man? Thank you again so much for what you did. I hope you're good. I don't really know what else to say. Can you blame untimely fouls, turnovers, lack of rest? Might have an argument, but at the end of the day, we trust that this team is going to do what this team has done time and time again. there's another part to the comment, so I'll read that. And that's dig deep, face adversity head on, and get the win however they can. We'll take a deep breath, maybe have a drink, and get this done on Thursday. Let's effing go. I love the attitude, Ryan. I appreciate you chiming in, man. That seriously means a lot. I mean, mental errors based on being physically tired, it's a theory, you know. I don't know. I maybe they were not sharp enough. Like, I think at the end of the day, this team just lives and dies so much on Brunson. And what I think what really did it is, like, their best offense at this point, other than Jalen Brunson, is when they turn defense into offense. When they're not able to turn defense into offense, which, like, when the Sixers were careful and, like, took their time and, like, ran their shit and, like, let Maxey and Embiid do what Maxey and Embiid do in the overtime. Yeah, there were some untimely fouls, obviously. That hurt. But the Knicks weren't able to turn defense into offense. Or not enough, at least. They did a few times, but that's the thing. They just made so many plays. Jesse M, what's going on, Jesse? I can't be the only one that absolutely despises the behind the basket camera angle when the player is ready to shoot a clutch free throw, a miss every time. Yeah, I don't like it either. I don't like it either. I was thinking the same thing. All right. S Karma, adversity is good. We will grow. All will be okay. I'm liking the positive energy. I can't say it's making me feel a whole lot better. Maybe like 1% better, 2% better. But I appreciate it. Thank you, S Karma. Appreciate you. Todd Rahulik, what's going on, Todd? Didn't see super chats before, but 8 seconds left in the fourth quarter, no timeout. Yeah. I mean, they opted to just let trust Brunson with the possession. Didn't not let the Sixers get set up on defense, which, like, again, I get it. I thought, like, he drove it, the shot wasn't close. It turned out to not be the best shot, you know, and would have been pretty cool if it went in, like, that feels silly because it wasn't even close, but you're muted.
So I have a clip. If you want to go relieve yourself, I can.
I'll be back in 30 seconds.
John needs a breather. Thank you, everybody. We still have 2,800 people watching live with us. We greatly appreciate it. One of the most devastating nights in Knicks history. Hopefully this team fights back. Gonna play this clip for everybody. So this is after the Hart free throw to make it a 3-point game. I'll let you guys listen.
The lead to 3. 15 seconds to go.
Gotta go.
Maxey with 38. Maxey to tie the...
All right, I don't want to watch the shot go in, but you see, if you look at Tibbs right there, is on the court yelling foul. In fact, I don't even hear this. Okay, but he's yelling foul, foul, and then they did not foul. Man. I am hoping how special this team has been for us this year that it continues to shine. So I'm going to play it for John now that he's back. So I'm not going to play the shot going in because I just personally can't watch it again. But I want you to hear, you'll hear Tibbs because you can always hear Tibbs.
The lead to 3, 15 seconds to go.
Gotta go.
Maxey with 38.
You see him
yep.
three steps onto the court, clapping to foul.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
All right, back to therapy.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.